time you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, out of is all we have. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping. Cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around. She dreams of one last quiver on her lips on Judgment Day. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm fine. Tell me you're afraid, dear, but tell me that you're mine. Tell me that you need me. Tell me in time. Tell me that you want me. Make up your mind. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
I come here today to talk about how I feel, and I feel like that we are treated differently than other people, and I don't like how we're treated, and just because of our color doesn't mean anything to me.
It's just the way I feel. Mine's been racing so long, yeah. It's just no way. Selfish people, I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me.
I said, Logie, help me.
Now everybody got problems, yeah, but waiting no more way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar. Hustling, man, I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just want to see my people in power. Tell me how we gon' shape this vision. Complaining all day, but in the same condition. If you want to make change, it's gon' take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental prisons. When I see through optics, transform the wisdom. Watch me use my prophets, get them on the listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. My temptations, my Lord, I'm young and I'm restless,
and I really can't help it.
I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me.
I said, Logie,
everybody got vices, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was, till I leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we just trying to live righteous. Are you willing just to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this, and I never sell my soul cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's all a plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain and paint a picture of voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it sway in hell, the swish of heart, sip the liquor, ah! And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless,
and I really can't help it.
I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Logie, you help me.
I said, Logie, help me.
This is just the way. So long.
The boy in your eyes. You guys good? We're ready?
Yeah, let's really.
Do this.
You do. You do something.
It's okay.
お願いします。
Let you down.
los originales, super internacionales. Escuchamos tus consejos y aprendemos tus modales. Y aunque somos diferentes, a la vez somos iguales. En la misma situación, en distintos lugares. Somos internacionales, sin importar cuántas ni cuáles. Somos los originales, somos internacionales. Sí, somos la sangre que corre en la vena. Sí, es el sentir de mi raíz. Ya soy un colombiano, ya soy americano, ya soy un ciudadano del mundo. Ya soy un mexicano, ya soy dominicano, de la misma raza, el mismo color. Baila, baila, que para bailar no necesita lengua. Baila, baila, vamos a bailar en la misma fiesta. Ya soy un colombiano, ya soy americano, ya soy un ciudadano del mundo. Ya soy un mexicano, ya soy dominicano, de la misma raza, el mismo color. ¡Hey!
Sometimes I think they don't truly understand me, you know, 'cause they don't. Yeah. Can't change the world unless we change ourselves.
Such an animal, I'm incomplete. There's something moving underneath my feet, but it only just has started. Look at me. Sometimes I wonder if the sky can see us underneath, and maybe there's something we could be doing better. Look at me. You never know how scared you'll grow to be. So many questions, but there's never only one little simple answer. I could not bring myself to be anything for you. I turned into a monster and scared myself to death. Oh, how come the cosmos never let us settle? Just to meet a mess. Loosen up and empty out your head. Oh, loosen up and empty out your head. Oh, loosen up and empty out your head. Loosen up and empty out your head. The cracks and you will see the spaces in between the air and all the pollution we're breathing. Well, how can it be that we became anything at all? Somehow I get to have it all, but I only keep what I have from when I started. You
Hello. We are going to talk for a little bit once I change the microphone settings because someone left it on the wrong one. And we are golden. How's it going, everyone? I mean, your mics aren't on yet. Now they're on.
I'm doing great. How about you, Casey?
I'm also doing great. Thanks for asking, Andrew.
That's wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. I also have some ambient hold music. Actually, I'm going to just... There's a playlist I like. It's called Hold. It's like music as if you were on hold.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Makes a lot of sense for the name of the playlist. Wow. So we're going to be playing a little bit of Hot Seat and asking Casey some very specific questions.
I have so many real specific questions. Where did this playlist go?
Because he has a lot going on that isn't what women call normal.
And we're going to talk about...
I reserve the right to use that door.
You reserve the right to storm out of here. Playlist.
Once Chris finds some great hot seat
Hold music.
Here.
There it is.
Unfortunately, there's no table in this room that we can flip.
You can flip a couch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This seems like more work.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll be okay on the back.
I mean, the secret to lifting with your back is just... You just got to jerk it and take your legs... completely out of the equation.
The secret to lifting with your back is you gotta set aside the money to restructure your spine before you try it.
I mean, do you not have the money just lying around to restructure your spine?
Obviously, I do.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have? I mean, that's what I have planned. This. Hey, low. Too soon. While I'm waiting for an employer to tell me I did not get this job. No, I killed it on the interview. It was fine. I was very charismatic. Have I shown you my line of handshake jokes?
You have.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, those don't go very well on radio.
It's a bummer. They're hilarious.
Fist bump jokes. Can we show the audience our fist bump jokes?
I don't think we can show the audience anything. I think this is literally against the point.
Okay, so should we explain how the game of Hot Seat works?
We can just start asking people questions and they answer. It seems pretty self-explanatory once you start.
I have a good one.
Okay.
Ooh, perfect.
Are we on the hold music yet? Perfect.
Your call will be answered in the order at which it was received.
God, I'd hate you so much if you were my whole
I would love to. I would love to work in human resources, but like, just to be the worst about it.
Just to take someone's call as a human and keep telling them they're on hold for another 5 minutes.
It's like I like answer and then I just play music and I'm just like, one moment while we. Your call is very important to us. But it's really just me, like, with a magazine. The xylophones give it a really nice touch. I really like this music.
They do. It does well. It does well. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, it's classy. Yeah. Okay. So, Andrew, where do you buy your groceries?
Either Aldi, Wegmans, or Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
But Trader Joe's is definitely my favorite.
I went to Trader Joe's this morning, and it was a truly magical experience.
It's always such a vibe. Mm-hmm. The other ones... Aldi is sad.
Is Aldi the one where it's like, imagine like going to the grocery store before a snowstorm, like that type of chaos all the time. No, that's Market Basket.
That's Market Basket.
Okay. I love Market Basket.
Yeah, I haven't been to Market Basket in a while. I like Market Basket because
really
that's like it's so busy and happening that like...
It's like if Lord of the Flies was a grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. But like, like in Aldi, it's like most aisles are kind of empty and it's just like... Very, very plain decorations. There might be a lot of people there, but they don't look that happy to be there.
All right, that's all right.
While Trader Joe's, you have like...
people are real nice at Trader
Everyone's
Joe's.
Everyone's so nice. Mm. And then...
And they just have some just hilariously tiny children in there. I was there today, and
like
there was this, like...
tinier than most children?
No, like, I don't know. I don't have kids. I have no frame of reference.
You've
and it's
seen
funny.
Kids before.
I don't think that I have.
Were you never a child?
No. It doesn't. I want to hear. I want to hear about the tiny kids.
So there's this one, and he was either like one or like six, and was just
anywhere
very small.
Okay.
And like had worse impulse control than I do.
That's possible.
And it was like, And it was, he would like pick up like a bag of like those Baby Bell like tiny cheeses.
Uh-huh.
And it was lifted with two hands because it was heavy, apparently.
Very tiny.
Would just start walking away. And then it's like parental guardian unit woman person was be like, no, 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 we're not going to buy those. And would put it back. And then would just walk over and pick them up again and then just book it. Not even like in any video, not like book it to like the exit, like it's stealing some cheese. It, he was stealing some. Children to me are it. So yeah. Just running away was, but it was more just like walking, like, you know, away with some cheese. And it would like poke the salmon, do you know, like. Like how it comes in like the Saran wrap,
yeah, yeah.
And just poke it.
Oh, it was just,
yeah.
Okay.
And it really like made me chuckle because I'm like, thank goodness I don't have to deal with
how
this.
I shop at Trader Joe's. Yeah, because I just like I don't go in with any plan. I just kind of go in and I like soak it in. I'm like, I want that, that, that,
yeah,
and that,
and
I don't need any of it.
And once you've poked the salmon, you can tell if it was a good salmon or a bad salmon.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
You need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Casey, run us down through like how do you know what is good and what is bad salmon based on not even touch, based on Saran wrap touch.
A single poke through Saran wrap, how do you tell?
You're looking for the temperature, you're looking for how moist it is, how much like it's been condensing.
How can you tell how moist it is?
How moist
through poking it through Saran wrap,
yeah.
Well, it's in the refrigerator section, so there's going to be some condensation on it.
But if it's in the refrigerator section, all of it's cold.
Yeah.
And no, because, do you mean condensation on top?
Yeah. Condensation, I think, would be bad.
Because if it was on top of the if it was on top of the salmon or whatever, it would get moldy, and that's if I so I'm just a humble vegan, but I believe it's bad to eat rotten meat, from what I remember correctly.
You remember right?
Okay, so like it's on top, like a soda can.
Salmon testing methods not FDA approved. Just gonna throw that out there.
That's okay. Yeah, you're not a salmon expert.
I don't think I trust.
Yeah,
I don't think I trust
Casey
at all.
I've never actually cooked fish.
Don't trust him at all.
Fish?
What? All right.
This whole music is a little too jaunty.
Yeah.
I want something that's like a little bit like sad.
You gotta really know that you're on hold. You gotta know your place in life when you're on hold waiting to talk to someone.
Oh, this looks good. This
you probably don't care about that much. And
okay, here's an important question. Is stuffed cheesy bread a calzone?
This is the hold music at my first job. This is the hold music at DSW.
Wow.
And it's miserable.
Yeah,
isn't this terrible and redundant? This is like an hour of this
but
music.
But DSW, if you want to sponsor us, like, let us know.
Tippy Mofo, sponsored by DSW, sponsored by Designer Shoe Warehouse. That place, like, gives me, like, flashbacks. And this music, actually.
Like, good flashbacks or bad?
I don't know.
It was retail.
I was really good at it and I enjoyed it, but I really hated, like, cleaning up after people.
Yeah.
Because, like, actually, so the worst thing you could possibly do if you're at a shoe store is if you get, like 10 boxes of shoes, you try them on, and you don't buy any of them.
That's what I do.
And you just, like, you're one of those people?
Yes. Just with sneakers, though.
Put it away!
No. I put it away after.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know.
But
especially when I like have to ask for them to like go in the back and get it for me at some places.
Okay. Yeah. If you're like doing your thing, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just like put it away when you're done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like there might be some tired 17-year-old who doesn't want to deal with your nonsense.
It seems a little too hypothetical for me. But like, if you want to insist that happens, then I guess I'll only throw my shoes at the employees 50% of the time from now on.
Casey, I trust that you don't throw shoes at people.
Not on purpose. There was one time when I was trying to do that thing where you kick your shoe to yourself, like if your shoes are really loose.
I don't actually.
I know you're
talking
about.
Kick it up and then catch it.
Oh.
It didn't go up, it went straight forward.
Oh no. Did you like hit someone?
Yeah.
Oh no.
They were fine. So it wasn't technically a thrown shoe, but same effect.
A like yeeted shoe.
Also, stuffed cheesy bread is not a calzone.
Wait, what?
Casey asked me this about 3 minutes ago.
Is stuffed cheesy bread a calzone?
It's definitely not.
It's a sandwich, though.
Why is it not a calzone? What's the difference between stuffed cheesy bread and a calzone?
Because calzones are sandwiches.
I'm not saying stuffed cheesy bread isn't a sandwich.
So the problem for me is that stuffed cheesy bread is like a tear and share, as we all know from Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
Whereas a calzone is one singular, like, folded pizza that is then cut. So, yeah.
But you do cut the stuffed cheesy bread.
I also haven't had a stuffed cheesy bread since Obama was president.
So I don't remember. I want to put it out there that I think calzones and stuffed cheesy bread has very different bread elements.
That's a good point.
That's what differs them. Okay. What differs between them?
I think it, but because like I'm imagining like the cheese sticky, like it's like, dare I say, like
I know what you're, I know what you're saying.
Where it's like if it's a like because with a calzone, it's like. It's almost like, think of it as like a dumpling. Like, it's filling all the way through, and then you cut it.
You don't just, like, grab off a piece of the calzone, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is great. And all your friends grab off their own part.
Yeah.
That's not what you do with a calzone.
Whereas,
you should make a pair and share calzone.
I don't.
That sounds dangerous,
then
because...
Then I think that's cheesy bread.
Ah,
God. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you
do our own calzone.
How would you make a tear and share calzone? I think that would either involve... lots of little calzones stuck together. Or
like a human centipede of calzones.
No, not at all.
Literally, they're just a lot of little calzones that you can tear them apart.
Like
how is this related to the human centipede in any way?
Because it'll be like a semi.
They're just connected.
Well, I've never seen the movie.
Human were holding hands, not like a human centipede.
It's like if your cookies overflow.
Yes, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
I've never seen the movie, so.
Have you?
Just wanted to reference it.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
I have no plan on seeing the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because it involves that concept.
Yeah, which is an icky thing.
Yeah, and not involved with tear and share calzones at all.
I don't want to yuck someone's yum, but... to quote Tubbs.
And also, how is it a sandwich? Which one's a sandwich?
They're both sandwiches. Do you not like that?
I don't like that at all.
I think sushi's a sandwich.
I think.
Because I'm a chaotic
messed
evil.
Up. Yeah, yeah, that's awful.
Because I...
Is a dumpling a sandwich?
Because some men want to watch the world burn.
No, because then raviolis are sandwiches, and we can't have that.
Ravioli is a sandwich.
No, it's not. It's not risen.
Any pasta dish, just deconstructed sandwich?
I mean, everything's a deconstructed sandwich if you think about it.
That's kind of fair, honestly. Yeah, I feel like deconstructed.
You're a philosophy minor.
I can't use deconstructed.
Would you ever consider writing a paper on this topic? Is like, what is a sandwich? But like, what would Aristotle say is a sandwich?
Who cares what Aristotle would say what a sandwich is? He's too busy. Like,
I'll leave this in Dennett's email.
There you go.
You're like, Professor Dennett.
You need to take this up.
Yeah, use your degrees to get
use
to the bottom
your power.
Of this. Yeah,
you've been experimenting on consciousness for too long.
Yeah, what the world needs to know.
So
we just need to brainwash everyone into agreeing on what a sandwich is, and then we'll have world peace.
Does a sandwich just involve a risen, dough element?
I think risen is something that people do get nitpicky about because tortillas are very similar to bread.
You don't think that a wrap is a sandwich?
I'm not saying a wrap. Tortillas used in a quesadilla are
I don't
very...
think a quesadilla is a sandwich.
Okay, but how is it different than a stuffed cheesy bread?
Because, well, I don't think a stuffed cheesy bread is a sandwich.
So, what your definition of a sandwich is like the contemporary, is like the like bread stuff?
No.
Okay.
Because it has to be a specific type of bread.
Okay. What are the disqualifying breads? Let's start there.
I think...
I like how we're still on hold.
Oh my god.
I can also change the music to something.
No, it's very accurate to still be on hold now.
Actually, I have an idea. Hang on. Sorry, keep talking.
So first, I think...
Now keep going, keep going.
Okay. I have to decide if Uncrustables are sandwiches, if I want to get here. I can't think to bagpipes. Okay. This isn't fair. Because they're very close to peanut butter and jelly, and I think the bread on those is bready enough for me to consider it close enough to sandwich bread. But they're still, like, they're like a semi-wrap, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's very similar to a bread calzone.
That's disgusting that you just said that, but yes, it is. I don't think I want to call an Uncrustable sandwich, but I, like, there comes a point of, like, transitivity where I don't really know where to draw the line.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere between Uncrustable and, like, grilled cheese.
So, here's a scenario for you. If you take, a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And you put it on one side of the earth. And then you take another piece of bread on the other
There's
side.
There's a lot
of
the going on.
Have you seen Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
They're trying to do that thing where it's jazz plus jazz equals jazz.
Wait. It's
I want to see how. What's the worst jazz combo I could make? A skull and find that you're really
just sizing your feelings. You can get worse. You can get worse than this. And your heart goes ring-a-ding. No, oh, those line up so terribly. Wow. How could that face that so we were talking about an earth sandwich.
Earth sandwich, yes. Is it still a sandwich?
Wait, like if the planet Earth had two pieces of bread on it at its, like, poles?
Well,
yeah, that's a sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the qualification that it's actually an edible thing, right?
I like something, I like qualifying that it has to have layers. So if you make a sandwich something that has to have layers, you can say no calzones, no ravioli.
Well,
no
but dough. Is a grilled cheese not a sandwich?
It has layers. Bread, cheese, bread.
Okay. Well, I have
how is that not true of, like, a calzone? Like, you can look at it. Well,
it's the
you
wrap.
Could,
it's the wrap.
Okay.
Because calzones are folded. Dumplings are folded.
What if it's a stuffed calzone? It'll have a layer of something in it. Then does it become a sandwich?
It's more of a core than a layer.
It depends that you can.
I'm just trying
you
to distract you.
You can layer something on the cheese or under the cheese in the calzone.
Hmm.
And then I think your argument falls apart. Because I don't think... Go ahead.
I think it's enough plain that you can cut through the sandwich and not hit bread.
Wait, sorry, say that again.
There needs to be a plane in space where you can cut through the sandwich and not hit bread.
What about a wrap?
Wraps aren't sandwiches. They're
wraps are sandwiches.
Oh, wait. Okay, I thought you were on the other side of this. I thought you were with Chris.
No.
So, are Uncrustables not a sandwich?
It depends on how well they are sealed.
Oh, I'd love an Uncrustable right now.
Actually, they're disgusting.
They're disgusting, but I'm just starving.
Feels like
I am
a theme.
Going to die.
Okay, so... If the only defining factor of whether or not an Uncrustable is a sandwich is how well it went through the factory and, like, got sealed, that feels super iffy to me.
Yeah, I don't like putting them as a sandwich. But, I don't know, maybe you split them.
Oh, I don't want to play. We're going to play a TED Talk.
For 3 minutes.
It's called If I Should Have a Daughter.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, no, I want a bad one. Bad.
You need to look at TEDx.
Poetry.
Definitely TEDx.
I love TEDx.
Yeah, and there are some, and no affiliation with TED means people just slap the name on literally anything.
I don't know how to find bad poetry.
Go to Tufts TEDx, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant TEDx like the animated ones.
What?
Well,
have you seen those?
Yeah. I mean, they're also like TEDx, as in literally anyone can say they're Tufts TEDx, or say they're TEDx.
I want to go back to this.
I don't remember this being a TEDx song that I've watched.
This is to mourn the death of your poor taste in what is and is not a sandwich.
This is to mourn the like, death after the two jazzes played together.
Jazz plus jazz equals
jazz.
I liked how, like, afterwards they're off the air and they're like, it's deeply terrible. Have you seen The Good Place?
Yeah.
That show's funny.
It is funny.
The trolley episode is one of my all-time favorites. It's like, why debate about these philosophical problems when we can put actual people on a trolley?
They're like, oh, they're not real. But their pain is real.
What's the demon guy's name who's torturing
them? Oh, Trevor.
Trevor. He feels like the freshman philosophy student who's just bringing up all the tiny points that don't matter in the trolley problem in Phil 1 while everyone else is trying to learn.
I mean, I've never taken that class, but...
Neither have I. But
you have?
In any class...
They give you no answers and you have pointless debates about things that are more or less solved.
So it's not fun.
Right. Oh no, it's really entertaining. No. People get really heated.
Yes.
Could you just like drop some like whack rhymes?
I never tried to persuade anybody lyrically, but you know, it could work.
It could work.
Don't look at me like that.
You're the philosophy minor. You are
never
the resident
had to rap
expert.
Philosophy.
Would you be willing to drop some fat beats about thought experiments in philosophy?
All right, give me
maybe
a thought.
A limerick.
Oh wait, actually, I have an idea for something I want to try. Wait, sorry. Keep talking.
Okay. Give me a thought experiment, Casey. I need to come up with something.
Let's do the ship of Theseus.
I don't remember that. Okay, it's been a while.
You have a ship.
Oh, yeah, it's taken apart and putting it back together. Where's the point of transition?
What is the point of transition?
So you take a ship, it has 1,000 pieces. Every day, or every year, whatever, you replace one of the pieces. At the end, all of the
it's
pieces of the ship
plus
have been replaced.
Bagpipes
and
equals
I can't
bagpipe.
Even hear myself.
Now, these are too similar.
I think to the untrained ear, all bagpipes really sound
the same.
Sound
yeah,
just
it's the same song.
It's not really. I think it's just a mess.
You guys want to join us in our meandering?
You probably want to take it
the
all
next
the way.
The show
away
is
from
here,
this.
By the way. What's your show called, Frank? What? The Loft is here. Oh yeah, we're playing bagpipes and talking about what is and is not a sandwich.
Oh yeah, are raviolis a sandwich?
It's
a bad place to start.
It fills and dumplings are sandwiches.
No.
Dumplings are sandwiches, you heard
hot
it
hot take,
first.
Yeah. So we're probably gonna dip or leave.
Chris is getting kicked out because of his taste.
I'm not getting kicked out, I'm choosing to leave the bad ideas of this conversation. And also because I have bread in the oven that needs to be taken out in 10 minutes.
If only the bad ideas left him.
If only... The bad ideas. Okay, that's hurtful.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. All right, I'm turning off these microphones. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Yay.